I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, everybody, it's Sports Overnight America time, a different kind of show. You'll find out why. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. We're heard on Sirius 217, XM 203, all those apps. I love TuneIn. Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces, Gals and Guys, You Stay Healthy, KSHB 1400 in Las Vegas, and a bunch of other radio stations. The world's worst sports handicapper, Mark Mancini's off this evening, but Art Source is here, former kicker for the Rams and the Trojans, and we'll be joined by my cousin, Andy Barron, and a couple of guests. Jeff Fellinger teaches business and sports at USC, and Ralph Zig-Tyco, who has written a book I have in front of me now, Comfortably Zoned at Avada Pine Tar. He's not a big fan of Rob Manfred, and neither am I, so we'll talk to him too. And we'd love your emails, sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Yes, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game coming up soon. I love baseball. I've never talked about any sport that I like more than baseball since the age of five. It's my favorite sport. And I've always liked the baseball All-Star Game more than any other All-Star Game. I don't even watch any other All-Star Game. Originally, I'm very political. And so when I was very young, my mother, not my dad too much, but my mother, very into politics, told me about Jackie Robinson and the whole deal. And I'm a Dodger fan, so I love the National League. And that's why I watched it. But as far as the Pro Bowl, Dad used to take me to the Coliseum. We used to be on the sideline sometimes. I didn't care about it. And I certainly won't even watch the NBA or the NHL All-Star Games. How about you? Email us, sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Folks, to me, this is interesting because you know my politics. Jim Edmonds, formerly of the Angels and the Cardinals, fine All-Star center fielder. And he does the color on the Cardinals television network. And on Thursday, he indicated that, he liked the other names. He liked the Cleveland Indians name and he liked the Washington Redskins names, and people were jumping on him. Well, I hated the Redskins name. You know, when you got George Preston Marshall and the whole thing, the Indians, I didn't really care one way or the other. But he's got a right to his opinion. And, he wasn't being political there. He was just saying he liked the name back. And I think some people have jumped on him, and now they're worried that somebody's going to fire him. And I certainly hope that's not the case. All right, talking about being fired. ESPN. Susie Colbert's gone. Max Kellerman's gone. A slew of others gone. What's going on at ESPN? All right, what's going on with us? Back after this on Sports Overnight America.
Hey, it's me, Ruthie, from Total Wine & More. You know how stores have been raising their prices lately? Well, lean into your speaker a little closer because I've got a big secret to share. Total Wine is actually lowering our prices on hundreds of wines. I know, right? And even better, our new lower prices on hundreds of wines are here to stay. But listen, don't thank me. At Total Wine, we love helping our customers save big. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. Be 21.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs. No agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh yeah, love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com. And you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Sports Overnight America. Mark Mancini's off tonight, but we've got my cousin Andy Barron filling in as usual. And Andy, welcome to you. And welcome to Art Source, of course, former kicker for the Rams.
We're here. We're being real quiet tonight, Fred.
Rams and the Trojans. And he also runs Galaxy Sports back in the state of Pennsylvania. You know, something hit me hard this week. Simone Biles, who... 3 years ago, or actually 2 years ago because of COVID in Japan, the Olympic Games, the great gymnast caved psychologically. She'll be in Paris in 2024. And since we have Andy, I don't know Andy's politics on this at all, but I'm so happy that she's back and I hope she wins a few. Andy, do you think the Russian flag should be allowed in Paris in the Olympic Games? Cousin Andy Barron?
Yeah, you know, I'm not so sure about the flag. I'm glad they're going to find a way for the Russian athletes to be there, right? It's the athletes deserve to be there. It's not their fault where they were born. It's not their fault, you know, where their heritage is. The flag, you know, I do have some issues with the flag being there, but if it came down to in order for the athletes to be there, the flag needed to be there, I'd always lean on the side of the athletes. But I know they've done this. I forget what they call it now, but this other team of athletes that are allowed to be there, even though they're with Russia. I think that's the better way to do it. And it sends the message that I think needs to be sent to the leaders over in Russia.
Art, we talked about this a few weeks ago. Your opinion tonight?
It hasn't changed, Fred. I mean, you know, with what Putin has done to put the world in real harm's way, vis-a-vis Ukraine, I say the athletes deserve, like Andy said, every opportunity to compete, but I don't think the Russian flag should be a part of the Olympiad right now. And, you know, that could change, you know, depending on his attitude. It almost changed last Saturday.
Well, you know what? I don't know if the athletes want to represent Russia right now, right? There's probably athletes there that are on the Russian side that are glad that the flag's not going to be there.
Right.
So
that's the whole point. So, I mean, yeah. You know, and that's the world we live in right now, you guys. And you know, it is a little scary. It's like, you know, you look at some of the other issues in sports with like the Jim Edmonds thing you were talking about, Fred. You know, if you can't come out and say you like the Redskins, well, what if you played for the Redskins for 12 years? Yeah. You know, and that's the team that, you know, that you played for. I mean, I don't really like it, and I feel the same way about the Indians, yet the Atlanta Braves seem to have no problem being the Atlanta Braves. So it's very semantical. You know,
let me ask you something.
I'm not a big fan of the Guardians, though. I mean, honest to God, the Guardians. I always think somebody's watching the bridge, or like Bilbo Baggins is going to jump out of there and get me.
but do you think something's going to happen to Edmund just for giving his opinion? It's not like he went after gays. It's not after he went after blacks or Jews or Muslims.
But that's the woke.
He just said
that's
his opinion.
The woke world we live in, Fred. That's what makes it so funny. I mean, really and truly, you have to be very careful what you say. You know, speak very, very quietly.
I hope they give him an opportunity to speak more about this, because I didn't get the feeling he said, I like the Redskins because of what the, you know, that name represents, right? It's not about that.
I was a Snyder fan, Andy.
Yeah. I actually had something similar come up today where someone asked me about the Commanders. I'm like, who are the Commanders? I forgot. I'm like, oh, yeah. You know, because we've been doing it for so long.
Right.
He didn't have anything negative, in my opinion, to say about that. And I hope he gets a chance to clarify that, because I'm sure that if he does that, he should be in a decent spot.
Hey, we got to talk about Domingo Herman in a perfect game, the 24th in Major League history. Of all the pitchers in all the world, would you have thought that Domingo Herman of the Yankees, I mean, I understand him tossing a perfecto against the Oakland A's, but he did it. And I mean, wow, 24 perfect games in the history of Major League Baseball. That's something special.
All right, so you mentioned the Oakland A's. We got to mention the Oakland A's. New York Mets, 1962, an expansion club. They win 42, they lose 120. I think Oakland can do worse. Art, do you think they'll do worse than 42 wins?
I got them slated for 46. I think they're going to have one of those winning streaks like they had earlier this year where they won 7 games in a row. And I was talking to a buddy of mine who lives in Vegas, and he said he actually bet and won on 5 of those games at plus 200 or more. And I said, oh, my God. I said, next time you feel that lucky, call me. I'll get a hold of Mancini.
You know what? I think they're probably going to do better than the 42 wins, but they're not an expansion team. Like, it's a disgrace. You know, it's just ridiculous.
Well, their best catcher is now the American League catcher. The National League catcher in the All-Star game. They did that. Olsen is playing first base. He'll be on the All-Star team. I mean, this team 4 or 5 years ago, Andy, was actually competing at a fairly high level.
Yeah, and remember, and Moneyball started there, right? Decided
he's going to tear it apart, yeah.
I mean, this is a team that figured out how to do it on a budget a long time ago, and now they're not able to do it on a budget anymore.
Folks, you're listening to Sports Overnight America. Art Source from Galaxy Sports, former kicker for the Rams and the Trojans, cousin Andy Barron, who loves lemonade. He's vice president. What company is it again? Tell the folks.
Tropicana.
Oh, I love Tropicana naked juice. Juice all the time.
Awesome.
It's the best orange juice out there.
Fortunately, he's up late at night, so we can do the show when Mark cannot make it. But you can email us, folks, at sportsfred@AO.com, sportsfred@AO.com. I said this when it first happened. I'm not saying it because I think I've been proven correct. Mark Emmert, when he was head of the NCAA, when he added the NIL nonsense and the transfer portal, now it's getting worse. And Art, you played for USC, so you know we're talking 43 years ago, and you're 126 years of age. But the point I'm trying to make is now 3 states, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Texas, passed a law that in their mind overrides the NCAA. So if the NCAA now says under NIL you can only make so much money or it has to be split, those states think they can say no to that. So what do we have here, Art?
What you have is you have the horses have escaped the barn. And now with these collectives, we know I wanted to, you know, we were hoping to talk to Jeff about that tonight. Maybe we will. But, you know, this whole collectives where a university like Auburn or a university like Alabama or Texas A&M, they collect all the alumni money and they have this ability to spread this money out. Well, who's going to marshal this money? I mean, we were talking about this last week. You've got, you know, quote unquote with, you know, skirters, You've got amateur athletes making $7-10 million a year. Texas, which is one of the three states you just mentioned, their two quarterbacks, Arch Manning and then Quinn Ewers, are making $7 million combined. I mean, that is just, did you ever think that would happen? And how do you legislate for that? How does that all work? That's the part of it. And can you put the toothpaste back in the tube or the horses back in the barn? I don't think so.
Well, and how do you handle the fact that now different states have advantages over other states when it comes to recruiting that are beyond what has always traditionally been there, right? That's just, there's no such thing as a level playing field any longer, right? So now states are going to decide whether they want to opt in or opt out based on the fact of whether or not they can be competitive at the collegiate sport level. It's chaos, right? And to your point, like where do you draw the line? Where does it end?
And the other thing that's funny, Fred, is we were talking about this regarding, you know, George Kliakoff and the Pac-12 not having a TV contract. How can you compete against Big Ten teams? How did USC and UCLA get lured to the Big Ten? Well, that's the reason. It was cash. $75 million a year for each one of the schools. And the SEC is making more than that. Now, the Pac-12 has no deal right now. I think the last time I heard, they were between 12 and 19 million that each school got in the Pac-12. I mean, that does not compete in terms of an equal footing. I mean, it doesn't work.
All right, so take a break here and come back, and a whole lot more on later. Of course, Jeff Fallinger will discuss everything sports media. He teaches sports media at USC. Back with more on Sports Overnight America right after this.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. I am Fred. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. Later, Jeff Bellinger. We'll discuss everything sports media. But right now, we've had Ralph Zig-Tyco on many times on Sports Overnight America. He has written a book, Comfortably Zoned in Nevada Pine Tar. And he's not a big fan, apparently, of Rob Manfred. I can't imagine why you wouldn't be a fan of somebody who's done such good things for Major League Baseball, Ralph. Why don't you like Manfred?
Well, I like Manfred as much as I like most baseball executives. So if you start from there, it becomes interesting. But I've had a long time to think about the rule changes and what I like and what I don't like. And it comes from wanting stability. And never having it in my baseball fandom, and I'm 78 and been doing it for a long time, actually 76. My God, I'm skipping ahead 2 years just because I'm nervous because I'm on the radio. In any event, what I mean by that is that the rule book, and not the rule book, but the record book, has been bastardized so often. And it's these new rule changes does that. But if you look at it from the standpoint of era to era, and you could say that it's changed era to era, you can't compare records anyway. Now, these rule changes make the bases less than 90 feet apart. Now,
how about putting the guy at second base in the extra innings after playing a 1-1 nip and tuck ball game? And then you go to the top of the 10th, and there's a cat sitting over there at second base.
and they bark him over, and he scores on a sacrifice fly.
There you go.
And that's the game. That is that right? And will we ever know if Maury Wills's record gets broken legitimately? And they, after throwing over there three times, it's a ball.
You'd be going, like, Ralph, on the next pitch. You'd be going on the next pitch, wouldn't you?
For sure. For sure. And I don't run quite as fast as I did when I was 70.
That's right.
So
we're talking to Ralph Zig-Tyco. He's up in San Francisco, but he grew up in New York. So he's a Mets fan, a Giants fan, and Cousin Andy Barron, let me ask Andy a question. Are there any rules, Andy Barron, changes that Manfred made that you like?
Not particularly. The one on second base that you talked about is the craziest one. The one that I'm still torn on that I think is most interesting is this, like, limited shift rule, right? Because the game's evolved. So I look back and say, you know, again, comparing records, and I think Ralph hit it on the head where it's very hard to compare records eras now. But, you know, the game evolved and the game changed. Like, so even though you were always, quote, allowed to shift, no one was doing a shift on Ted Williams or on Joe DiMaggio. So what would their hitting have been like in that environment? So I kind of like I think I kind of like that rule because it at least brings the game back to something that's more similar to what we had in the past. These other rule changes, like to speed up the game, like, look, if the game's too slow, go home. It's that's what the game was always about. Let these
Why
guys
it was
play.
Called the pastime.
Yeah, exactly. Ralph, those kind of things, I'm not crazy about.
Okay. And so Andy is okay with the shift. I'm not okay with any of it. Ralph, is there anything that any rule change that Manfred made that you like?
I'm okay with speeding up the game with the game clock.
Really?
I mean, the games would, yeah.
What about in a game-winning situation if the pitcher throws a pitch a second too late? You know, should you call timeout and say, okay, the runner scores from third because he threw it, you know, with a half a second left on the clock or a half a second late? I mean, that's the part that scares me, the nuances.
Should the umpires have the discrepancy to go, well, we kept it within 10.3 seconds?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
The spirit of the law, so to speak.
Yeah.
So I would find that a hard call to make if I were an umpire.
That, I hope it never
You know
happens.
What, though? I disagree only because one of the things, and I'm such a traditionalist with baseball, one of the things that I love about baseball, it's the only game that's not time-bound. And now all of a sudden it's time-bound.
I agree.
And as a kid, you know what? In the summertime, when you're out listening to the radio, your favorite announcers, you're at the beach or at the park, you are in no hurry.
Yeah.
That's the great thing of baseball, right, Ralph?
That is true, and I'm torn between the games were getting so long.
I agree.
That it was almost an effort sometimes to hang in there. And,
well, you know what I kind of like? So I watch a little Nippon baseball every once in a while, and they run on and off the field. They move around with alacrity. It looks like everybody's
League.
A pepper pot. Yeah.
Like Little League.
It's awesome. I'm like, wow, these guys really are happy to be there.
All I know is a lot of pitchers are hurting their arms. I don't know if it's because they have to throw within the 20-second period. But
Walter Johnson and Nolan Ryan are probably laughing at the whole idea of 300-plus innings.
Yeah. Anything Manfred has done, I'm against. And now you hear about the robo-umpires, I'm going to scream.
Oh, God.
Ralph, in favor of robots?
Cyclops.
That one I haven't even gotten to. I'm so nauseous from the rest of it. But let me just say one thing. I know my time is limited. The overall skill level, and this is off the subject a bit, but in the sense that we're trading a lot of things to keep following baseball. But let's look at the overall skill level, which is so much improved in the last 15 years.
Unless you need somebody to bunt, Ralph.
Pardon me?
Unless you need somebody to lay down a bunt.
And you never get to hear, get them on, get them over, get them in.
Exactly.
And once they start doing that again, we can have baseball.
Yay.
Dick Tyko's in San Francisco. I have to ask you this, Ralph. You think Jock Peterson is worth $17
yes.
million? Dollars?
Oh, easily. And I'm worth $3 million.
And Shohei Ohtani's going to be worth $725 million over 10 years. Ooh,
it's not, that's a good question. What do you guys think, or where do you think he's going to end up? Curious for your opinions.
Andy, I know
where I want him to end up, right?
Boston.
but my guess is he'll end up on the Yankees because that always happens to me, right? But what's interesting about him is, and I kind of laughed when you said the numbers. He's so expensive, but he's almost a bargain when you're really getting two players for one.
I know.
Right? You're getting an everyday player and a starting pitcher,
and both of which are stars.
Both of them are the best in the game, right? So he's a bargain,
right? Yeah. And the money is monopoly money. because right. we have no idea how much riches, if owners are giving out this kind of money, we have no idea how much they make.
Well, we might be seeing the end of the golden days, though, because of what's happened with Bally's, Sinclair Sports, the regional packages, where they use this money to leverage to make these salaries go up. And now that's in court right now, Ralph. So there's a lot of things, you know, I just think it's going to be a different world pretty soon. You can't keep having these rising salaries. Eventually, you know, who's paying for it?
Well, the advertisers, the TV advertisers are playing for
it. Bidenomics is not exactly creating a lot of positive things right now.
Ralph, all I know is I'm paying $250 a month for DirecTV. And I got DirecTV 30 years ago as one of the original customers. The only reason I got it versus something else was because of the Sunday ticket. They don't even have the Sunday ticket. So all I know is that as a customer, my wife and I are going nuts. There's 500 channels. How many channels do we really watch? 50 of them max, I think, or something like that. So I don't know what the future is, but I do know that these salaries in baseball and other sports keep going up. And I don't know how the hell they can continue to go in that direction based on the fact that people have to be starting to cut back. I don't think there's any question about that. Ralph Zig Tyco, as usual, you did a great job right here on Sports Overnight America.
He's the best, Fred.
Thank you, Ralph.
Absolutely. Stay healthy, you, gentlemen. It was really fun for me.
We love you.
Thank you, Ralph. Ralph Zig Tyco, author of Coverly Zoned in Nevada Pine Tar. And of course, we'll come back with Jeff
Amazon. We'll buy it on Amazon.
And we'll come back with you. And you can email us, of course, at sportsfredadale.com, sportsfredadale.com. Back with more on Sports Overnight America right after.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-345-2789. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-345-2789. That's 800-345-2789. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-345-2789.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between, you have to get sleep and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements, learning how you sleep so you learn to sleep better night after night. Sleep next level, only from Sleep Number.
The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is now only $899, plus special financing. Ends Monday. See store for details.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift. gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days,
and you don't even have to clean or fix anything.
There are no commissions or closing costs,
no agents,
no open houses,
and no banks to deal with.
Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST.
That's 1-800-735-5327.
Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer.
SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Overnight America. I'm Fred. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. We've had Jeff Fellinger on many times on Sports Overnight America. He teaches sports media, sports business at USC Annenberg. And Jeff, welcome again to the show.
Hey, Fred. Thanks so much. Appreciate you having me on.
Would you please explain something to me? I have no idea what's going on. Bally Sports, Diamond Sports, Major League Baseball, and the cable channels. What's going on?
Well, it's pretty simple, I think, in one respect, Fred, that there's just been an entire changing of the cable ecosystem. And you're aware of the number of subscribers, consumers over the years that are cutting the cord. And for a lot of reasons, COVID came along, and certainly that didn't help. Budgets, were challenged. Consumers and looking for ways to save money, and this seemed like a pretty obvious one. Just cutting channels and realizing, hey, I don't need to have hundreds and hundreds of channels. So, I think the consumer just became a little bit more discriminating as far as, their tastes and what they could afford, what they wanted. And Diamond Sports, subsidiary of Bally's, or of Sinclair, I should say, with the tag of Bally's and branded as Bally's and their regional sports networks, made the deal to buy these RSNs and 4 years ago. And the ecosystem has really changed. The cable universe has shrunk.
Could you call it like oversaturation of the sports market a little bit?
Maybe that. I think at one time we thought that there was this, this appetite, the never ending appetite. So I'd say being a little smarter, a little more careful with choices. When you realize that your cable bill keeps going up, and how often do
that's the bottom line, I think. When they hit that $240 a month range, that's a lot of money to pay for the full spectrum of sports if you're a sports fan. Do you eventually think they're going to go to an a la carte system where you can pick, I want to be an MLB fan, I'd like to watch some PGA Tour. I'd love the NFL, but I really don't care about having 100 or 1,000 channels that I don't watch.
Yeah, or I think I'm hearing this a lot from friends of mine, and of course from students in my classes. I'll ask them, how many of you guys are subscribed to a cable bundle, or even your parents that you use regularly? And I mean, I may get 10% of the class raising their hand. So I can see it. I can see how the trend is going, and I do think it's more about choice. I think in so many areas, even in society, it's like we're going to be a little more careful about about where we spend our money, and this is one way to do it. I would just say the last 4 years since Sinclair made this deal to acquire the regional sports networks. It's just been a real reality check in the marketplace. And so they're trying to figure out how they can salvage their investment. And in the meantime, there's a new model taking shape. And believe it or not, Fred, you'll remember those days when KTTV was, the lone way to see the Dodgers on TV, sometimes nine times a year from San Francisco. Right. You're going to see a combination coming up of games returning to over-the-air networks like KTTV or KTLA in the LA market. And of course you'll have streaming options. You'll have the direct to consumer. So that's what it's trending toward. We thought we'd gone away from that. It may turn out that we'll go back to that. It won't be as lucrative, but you know what? Anytime you own one of these teams, owners that have this feel like they're getting compensated for their rights. Yeah, they're not going to get nearly as much for their TV rights, but again, they've got that rare Malibu beachfront property just owning the team.
President Andy Bear, and you're on with Jeff Fallinger. Got some questions.
Well, again, I find it interesting because for me, I still have a cable package. And the biggest reason I have a cable package is it's the only way that I can get internet in my house, right? And I get a much better deal on the internet if I get the cable. The piece that Artie said earlier was, the $240, and I think mine's at that price or even higher. The problem I have is it's not even the full spectrum anymore. So, the question becomes, as these companies are finding other avenues, do they find other avenues plus cable, or is it instead of cable? Because I think that I foresee a future maybe where you're going to have options for the same to get to the same data, same information, not necessarily exclusive one way or the other. I don't know what your thoughts are.
Yeah. I would agree, Andy. I think I'm something like that. It's all come down over these last few years. And, we'd seen the signs of it. I'd seen it. I mean, gosh, I remember when ESPN was at about 100 million subscribers. And like you, I also subscribe to a full cable package. I probably could be a little more efficient if I looked at it closely to see where I could save, but I have internet issues a little bit where I am. So I do the whole package, but the numbers were tumbling in ESPN and it's that penetration is now like probably less than 50%. As far as having homes that have those packages, those bundles. So we've been headed here for a while, and the question is, how it's gonna settle in, and that's what's being worked out right now. Obviously, they're in the courts trying to figure out the deal that Sinclair has right now with their RSNs. Major League Baseball has been the headlines, of course, and trying to get that ruling. And right now it's come down in favor of baseball, that Sinclair has to pay the full amount that is owed. They'll work something out. But it's just a reality of a marketplace that needs a reset. And
Jeff, let me ask you a question. I've had DirecTV since the start.
One reason only,
the Sunday Ticket. It's no longer there. Right. It's now on YouTube. What happened to DirecTV and all of the people like me who basically have DirecTV for Sunday Ticket? Now I read that you can go to the Red Zone for like $5 a month or something like that. But your comments about the Sunday Ticket, because that's a very, very big deal.
It is. It is a big deal. And it was reflected in the deal that was struck with YouTube TV. I had DirecTV. I was perfectly satisfied with DirecTV. I had no interest in going back to kind of regular cable. But when I looked up and realized that at that time they didn't offer Lakers or Dodgers or Pac-12, I just said, no, I can't do this. Now, shortly after I left to go to Spectrum, which was really the only option in my area for a regular cable package, they did a deal with the Lakers. But still nothing with the Dodgers and nothing with the Pac-12. And even though the Pac-12 programming wasn't extensive, I still wanted it there. I still wanted to see some of the shoulder programming you get during the week. So it just wasn't acceptable. And knowing somebody that worked for DirecTV at the time, he said, look, I get it. I appreciate your passion for sports. And he's a sports guy. But he said, there's just not enough people like you, frankly. to make us move the needle. It just isn't. So that was kind of a reality check too when he told me that a few years ago when this thing was really.
So Jeff, did you notice what's happened with ESPN here the last month or so? Just cascading people, you know, Susie Colbert's now gone. You've got Keyshawn Johnson gone, Max Kellerman. And this is all part of the cutting of the cord, right?
It is. It is, frankly. Yeah, it's just, you know, they're ESPN's always prioritized the biggest names and, you know, and having those personalities that they think, you know, move the needle. And they're going to put their resources there. There's going to be fewer of those than there used to be. I remember talking to somebody that worked at ESPN, a reporter, and a few years ago, and she said, "You can't believe how competitive it is within our building for stories."
Oh, you know,
because
my God,
we think
yes.
of ESPN, we think of ESPN competing against Fox and competing against the other network. You know, said, "You got no idea how, like, you guard your stories here because there's a scramble."
At one time, they had 450 journalists at the college there on the campus of ESPN. I mean, from Dan Patrick to Mike Tirico to, you know, I mean, wow.
So they were clearly fat and bloated for a long time. So, you know, are they now just getting down to back to where in reality they probably should have been earlier, and when they were kind of printing money and you had 100 million people subscribing?
Yes.
Again, it's another reality market check.
Cousin Andy, you're on with Jeff Bellinger.
Sorry, my internet's breaking up. Can you say that again, Fred?
Yeah, you're on with Jeff Bellinger. You're there.
Hey. So, you know, Jeff,
Andy,
speaking about all this stuff, you know, when what I'm hopeful for, and I don't know if you think this could happen as well, is, you know, with more competition for this, you know, for the viewers, right? So now people have to subscribe to multiple sources to get the different sports that they want. Is that going to drive the cost down as these media companies compete for viewers, or does it drive the cost up because they know that the consumers, you know, have to pay, especially when they have, like, YouTube, for instance? The Sunday Ticket's a great one where that was a smart move. That's, you know, they just grabbed the linchpin of the biggest sport in America. And now people are probably going to, I would think, buy more of the YouTube TV because they're going to be stuck subscribing to YouTube as it is.
I think that's a great point, Andy. I think that was a smart move by YouTube. I think anytime you can be in business with the NFL these days, as far as having something that you want to put out on the air, and get your messaging out, to do it by the NFL, I mean, there's nothing close. So I think they probably looked at it like that. You know, and you see the streamers and sort of the first timers dipping their toes into live sports. And I think you'll probably see more of that. I think Apple will snag a piece of the Pac-12 media rights when they're announced, probably in the next month or so. Obviously, we see it with Apple and, you know, baseball and Amazon with the Thursday night package. So, Andy, to answer your question, I do think it's just coming to grips with these things have to be priced at a place that the average consumer sports fan, you know, feels comfortable with. And it's an interesting kind of a dilemma, because so often with the old system, you could get the casual fan tuning in occasionally because they're getting the channels anyway on these big cable bundle deals. They've got hundreds of channels and they'll tune in for a big game, whatever. And you kind of feel like, hey, let's get the casual fan in and maybe we can develop them into a hardcore fan. But you're not going to get those people anymore. I mean, relatively speaking, you're not, because of all of the choices that you have. So you're going to have to appeal to the hardcore fan, and there's just fewer of those.
Jeff Bellinger, we got to go.
Where the attraction.
Huh? Jeffrey, we got to go. Great job, as usual. Jeff teaches sports media at USC Annenberg. He's got some great guests as they come in and talk to the kids. And Jeffrey, thank you for appearing on Sports Overnight America.
Good. best.
Appreciate
Thank
it. Thanks for having me.
Thanks,
Fred.
Jeff.
Thank you for All having right. me, guys. Appreciate it.
More on Sports Overnight America.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Back on Sports Overnight America, I'd like to thank Jeff Bellinger for making an appearance, Rob Zichtyko for making an appearance, and my cousin Eddie Barron. I don't know if you're a golfer or not, but Art Source, of course, a former professional golfer. But I'd love your thoughts about the LIV and the PGA, and you think the government will say it's okay. What do you think, cousin Andy Barron?
Yeah, you know, I think they're going to say it's okay. It's hard not to, right? It's international, right? It's not even a national decision. What I find most, and I'm, you know, not an avid golfer by any stretch, but I do enjoy watching it on television. What I find most interesting is that the LIV Tour claims that they came into existence because they wanted to break a monopoly, and then now they're combining to become the monopoly. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
You know, that's what makes the world of sports so perfect, though, really. I mean, because the thing they fight against, it's like the NFL. When I played, you'd walk into the clubhouse, and there were strict anti-gambling. There was no gambling allowed. If you gambled on two mice running across the locker room, you were in trouble. Well, the same thing's happening now. Although the NFL is in cahoots with, you know, MGM Sports and all these, you know, Caesars, yet a guy bets on something else and he gets a 6-game suspension. So you tell me what's right and what's wrong in the world of sports, right, Fred?
Well, you know, let me intervene here. They got the suspension because they actually bet from the clubhouse or the locker room.
Oh, from the locker room. That's the sanctity of the locker room.
Right. Yeah. So if the guy wanted to bet from his house, they wouldn't have suspended him. But the point is, the whole darn sports world has gone crazy, and there's no question about it. And, you know, I remember when Jimmy the Greek couldn't even put numbers up. He had to put check marks.
Was it a plus or a minus? Or
yeah. They were, and Phyllis George, and they were so worried about.
Well, how about stadiums where you can actually make wagers that the NFL has now?
On every pitch. And watching it on TV, the line changes underneath. You can watch as the line changes. And they're worried about this. I don't know what's going on, folks. Folks, thank you for listening. We'll be back later tonight, of course. You can email us at sportsfred@AOL.com. For Cousin Andy Barron, for 126-year-old Art Source, for Mario, I'm Fred. Back with more later on Sports Overnight America.